Here in lesson 98, now we continue our look at the archaeological evidence for the Bible. And we're looking at two specific examples that I think are real interesting. In this one, we're looking at the kings of Mesopotamia. In Genesis chapter 14, it talks about how Abraham was chasing these five kings that had gone on a raid and how he went after them. And there was a battle over them and the whole area in the Mesopotamian region as Abraham was first forming his kingdom. Well, higher critical scholarship used this account of Genesis 14 to discredit the Bible because there's never been a mention of these kings in any other source except the Bible. You know, it was taught in universities. These kings never really existed. The Bible adds their names as a part of a fable just to dress up the biblical records. So in other words, we don't have evidence, so therefore it must be false. But then something happened. Click on the screen. Then we had a discovery. The Ebla tablets, about 17,000 tablets, including all their fragments, in 1968 at Tel Marduk excavation in northern Syria. Ebla was a city of about 260,000 people in 2300 BC. It was destroyed by Naram-Sin in 2250 BC. And guess what? These tablets refer to all five cities, Sodom, Gomorrah, Adma, Zebulun, and Zoar. And on one tablet, the cities are listed in the exact same sequence as Genesis 14. Absolutely incredible. Again, validation that the Old Testament writings, the biblical writings, are reliable through the external evidence of archaeology. An attached video you can watch, the first 15 minutes, talks about 40 archaeology facts that prove the Bible is true. It's well worth your watching. It gives you a lot of archaeology you may not have ever known about that proves and demonstrates the historicity of the Bible.